good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night. It is Saturday AM Live, and your illustrious host that is not wearing his Nikan thermals right now and definitely should be. I'm in my sleeping attire, and which is usually the part for the course at this time of day. Want to thank you for tuning in, those of you who are joining us live, and then those of you who are catching the recording later. This call, Saturday AM Live, continues. I think we're at 15, 16 years now, and it's always a joy to spend part of my Saturday, part of my weekend with you. It's the best way that I've found to blast into the weekend and just really kind of grab the bull by the horns. Hattie Jane Derricotte, did I pronounce that correctly, Hattie Jane?
Yes, okay. Sir.
Is that French?
Dad said, used to say that Champlain picked up some horse thieves in France on his way into England. into Britain, as it's called.
Well, Hattie Jane, I've had the pleasure of meeting you almost every Wednesday, and I think that's where we first got connected. And I think even before that, I was taking part in one of the Nikan Live Zoom presentations and watching you, and you started sharing your story about your journey with Nikan and how specifically being introduced and the concept of humans being more, how it literally transformed your life. And then along comes this great product called Kenzen Vital Balance. And that's where it really got to be fun. But I rather than me, you know, share your story, because I love to hear myself talk, and people who know me, they know that, you know. As Vance has been so guilty of, I don't know if I've ever said this, but, you know, enough about you. Let's talk about me. That's my favorite subject. Anyways, Hattie Jane, your journey started with, well, actually, go back a little bit further. We don't need to go back to, you know, the French Revolution and all that stuff, and how you got your name. But give us a little background on Hattie Jane. Where, you know, history, occupation, that kind of stuff.
Okay, I think this is my 21st year. I'm an RN with a BSN degree, and I started college when I was 30, because I'm the type of person that would start some things and then fall off the ladder and then climb back on the ladder and go back up another rung beyond where I was. So I've had years of experience at bedside nursing and in the operating room prior to Nikan. And at the time I was looking for another avenue of work, because I'm not the administration type, the record-keeping type. So in nursing, it was going to be very limited in later years, and I was already noticing some subtle physical changes that weren't really explainable except for long-term, and that meant I needed to find something else to do. And I'd already nearly had 30 years in nursing. So when I was taking an oriental diagnosis, working with my massage therapy training, and still going and still working as a bedside nurse, someone invited me to a lecture, and I listened and thought, yes, I'm aware of subtle energies in the body. Well, I don't know if the American public's ready for this or not, but I know the Japanese have proven history of coming into our country and look at Toyota and look at RCA and look at so all those different groups of folks. So, yeah, okay. And then I drove home on wearing a pair of mag steps at 10:30 at night from Baltimore to D.C. and in this weather, and went, whoa, it works.
You know, I just realized something, Hattie Jane, and you probably pointed this out in one of our conversations. But I've been back in D.C. because we have a big group in Virginia and way up on the border there between uh-huh. Maryland and Virginia. I'll bet we've connected in your neck of the woods, right?
Lord mercy, I don't know.
Oh, you know, okay, so we won't tax any of either one of our minds. I'm fascinated by, you know, this part in your story when you recognize the fact that the Japanese in any industry, whether it be technology or communication, banking, you know, the arena of healthcare.
Huh?
Yeah, everything. They definitely, for such a small country, they pack a punch when it comes to being a global leader in advanced technology. And I love the fact that they've continued in the arena of wellness, and they still set one of the high standards of being in the top 10 when it comes to wellness. And that's what most of us introduced to Nikan by. So for you, and I'm looking at photos right now that you were gracious enough to send to me, and I'm hoping that Steve will get them posted onto the website with this conversation, that I think my area of interest in you, and I guess more so my fascination with your journey is, how do I put this and be politically correct? As I learned years ago from my good friend Stephen B. Stevens, at one point there was a whole lot more of you to love. Can I say it that way? Yeah? Is that okay?
When I look at those human being lore picture, I see the mass, which I considered at that time overweight. Now I can see the obesity.
Mm. Okay. Well, you know, in being your background in nursing, it is an occupational hazard. Working sporadic hours, oftentimes graveyard shifts, and it takes a toll on the body as far as weight retention or weight accumulation. But I love the fact that you just stated the real fact, and that is obesity. Because, you know, if we can call a spade, and be honest, it's the first step of growth. You know, just talk to somebody that's part of AA. They will tell you, no, I am an alcoholic. Oh, I haven't had a drink in 23 or, you know, however many years, but I am an alcoholic. Let's be
that's
honest.
Right.
And, you know, call it a sugarholic, call it a sexaholic. You can call it whatever it is. But when it comes to our size, so often in our culture, we become attached to our fat. And we don't want to let it go, and we get the emotional, you know, wires all crossed.
Also, reality, Vance, is that I don't have a metabolic problem. I love to eat, and I enjoyed every bit of what I ate and liked more of it. And it wasn't until I got on KVB, because we did have Perfect Start years ago, and I did try it then. To manage my bulk, didn't do much. But the KVB formulation is totally different. Also, my reason for going on KVB was a bit different in that I saw over years of having the advantage of being a Nikanite, that I was doing a whole lot to improve my health. But something was missing, so well, it has to be the nutrition basis, because that's basically the only thing I wasn't doing, because I'd gone into the swimming pool for 10 hours a week doing aerobics persistently and had dropped weight, but then it came right back on. So it wasn't, you know, there was something nutritionally driving my part of my health. So I got on the KVB because of the fact that I wasn't being able to remember things. I had gotten talk about memory. I had gotten an Apple notebook to take with me to the conference on the 40th birthday, and I could not remember the password.
Hmm.
And the kind people at the Apple store said it, so I didn't have to have a passport to get in.
So that's only two years ago, if my memory serves me correct, right? The 40th anniversary of Nikan Orlando, we're coming up on 2 years ago. And let me ask you this, Hattie Jane, because, and I don't have a fetish with fat people. okay? I've been accused of that many, many times, and I tell you, I never got more excited about my own journey in being overweight, borderline obesity based on my height, and nobody believes that today. But when you're barely 5'6", like 5'5½", and you're packing an extra 50 pounds, that's borderline obese. You know, my ideal weight is 135, and the scale tipped at 182. So I think I have a little bit of leverage to talk about this subject. And like you, it was the KVB, and even before that, the Body Balance, which did have some nasty ingredients that I'm glad that we have a really pure formula. And it's getting better, by the way. Can we do the spoiler alert and let people know that in a couple of weeks we're going to have an improved formula with more protein, more superfood ingredients, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. That will be introduced in Salt Lake City. How do you give us the cold, hard numbers. What's your height?
5'4¾" now. I'm packing, my spine's packing down. It used to be 5'5" for years.
Okay, so let's just round it up to 5'5", and at the high point, what was your top weight?
286 plus probably a few pounds, I won't admit to.
Okay. So if I could do the quick
math. I never topped 300, but Lordy, it felt real close. So I think there may be a few more pounds in there.
Well, is it safe to say, using the BMI index and every weight guide and chart that's out there, and one of our daughters, I won't tell you which one, it's not the youngest, she argues with me on a regular basis and has told me that, Daddy, your chart is off. Your chart is wrong. And it's more of a justification because, like you, Emily really, oops, sorry, I just told you who it was. She really enjoys food. I mean, food channels, the food cook-offs, I mean, oh my goodness.
And we move and we enjoy life and we find clothes to wear that are attractive and life goes on.
Yep. And we have all the plus sizes and the big and tall men shops and everybody just...
Because we have.
Yeah, we are. Well, based on your numbers at 5'5", your ideal weight should be between 125 and 135. So by your own admission, 280 plus is, you know, well, basically double what you should. And I know that you've shared with me both via email, text, and in the conversations that we've had, you're approaching dropping 100 pounds. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah, I'm hovering somewhere near there. One of the things I did on this particular journey with my health, as I got closer to the closer to 200, I started taking photos with my iPhone on the scale when I would measure. So my last picture is 186.
Wow. Holy smokes. You know, and that in itself is something that I played with because I have an old roommate from college, and he's a pastor in the South, so it's the comfort food and all that stuff, and he never ate vegetables. A potato to him was that was as far as he's going to get, and particularly in the form of French fries or what was the other term? Twice baked potatoes, you know, potato skins filled with sour cream and cheese and more sour cream and more cheese, and let's lather a half a stick of butter on there while we're at it. Anyway,
let's not think about that because it's the mind's ability to reach out and grab a hold of it.
But I remember taking pictures, doing that same thing, taking pictures of the scale and texting it to him and say, hey, brother, how are your numbers? And he would send me some of the, even as a pastor, you would send me some of the nastiest responses back. So we had a fun little sparring, and I haven't done that in a while, but I think he's doing better. His parents have got him on the KVB at least a few times a week. This is a question that comes up often, and I know if I opened up the line right now and requested people to ask you questions, the first thing that people say, well, how often did you do it, and what else were you taking with it? So how often, how many shakes a day with the KVB were you taking, the liver, the Burgi, the Siaga, anything else to accelerate the results?
No, I've been on Pi Mag water for some time. of course, as soon as it came out. And so when I was, as I said, I started, I was going for mental support, for regaining my mind to be able to know that when the next year came along, I would have something to work with. And so when I started, I just did the scoops and the Pi Mag water and shook that up, and the liver support, because that was what was recommended. And then I added jade green enzymes. And so those were my basic three until 10-4 came out. And when 10-4 came out, I added that.
Okay.
And that's all I did, because basically I didn't ask anybody else how to do it, because I'd done that years for years, and that didn't work too well. So I just did that and did my own thing. And I went to the Apple store and took their free workshops, and I was happy. I was happy. I was still pushing my wheelchair in so I could sit, because their chairs at that time were these tall bar stool types that my butt still hung off, and it was too uncomfortable. So I just pushed my wheelchair in. I was happy, and because I was being able to remember, I was being able to recognize what was going on over time. So I was having fun being a kindergarten again and learning new stuff.
Well, and you say having fun being in kindergarten and learning new stuff, and I didn't ask, you know, the two questions that I'm never supposed to ask a female is her weight and your age. But you're not a spring chicken, and you admitted that you didn't start college until you were 30. What numbers are you hovering at this point?
Oh, I'm 74.
You're the exact same age as my folks.
And I'm proud of it.
And you've addressed so many things already, in the fact, so many excuses
I haven't had as many as some of those wonderful people we met, but I look back and I think, well, I'm not going to chop off 1 year, because where would I do that? There have been so many wonderful times.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's one of the biggest excuses that we hear. Well, you know, I've even had guys admit this to me and say, hey, you know, I've been carrying this extra keg around my gut for a couple decades now, and it's become a good friend of mine, and I'm not willing to break up the friendship. You know, and it's almost an arrogance that, you know, I'm gonna die happy because I can continue eating my bacon and my, you know,
again, that's the reason I stress, and because it's hard for people to see that you can remember what you wanted to go from room to room for, or when you hit the phone, the fact that you can answer the telephone that's in your hand. People don't understand that that's a learned experience.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone who actually at one time had a household that had a party line, fortunately it was rotary. No, actually we did have it on the wall. We had to crank it. So, I've had a wonderful passage of time, and look what we're doing now. So, it's hard for people people to see that. But as I took safety pins and took in the waistband so they wouldn't fall off on me this time, and I would adjust, because I didn't have store-bought clothes until eighth grade, because Mom always sewed my clothes, and I learned to sew. So I just adjusted my clothing that I had, because the fabric was still good. It hardly had any wear, because that I had left, because these were pieces that I'd saved as I grew out of them. And so now I can glue back in them, and I just would use safety pins and take them up and take them in so they were wearable in public. And that people started noticing that I looked different. And eventually people didn't know who I was when they saw me. But I was constantly focusing, and still am, on the benefits of the KVB in my cognitive function, and also then as I found my joints working so much there, not because the weight loss was there, because it wasn't all that much weight when they were feeling better, but the nutrition that I was, nutritional things I was taking in were better for me, so therefore I was less inflamed.
Yeah.
And all aspects. And then there's the fact of, well, I'm kind of starting to ramble now, so I better.
Well, you know, when you look at the ingredient base, you know, the second ingredient in the KVB is medium chain triglycerides. You know, the effect of cognitive function in the mind and what makes it work when we start the day with good, wholesome, easily digestible protein and those omega oils, not only to lube up the brain. I love the way that Dave Stoltz talks about omegas and the jade green enzymes, in that you give, it's brain food, it's brain oil. It literally keeps the brain functioning at a level that is far superior than anything else. But we have to start the day with it. That's so much the key. And when we do that, we have that cognitive function. I want to ask you, and this is the only question that I think can really kind of tie a bow on our conversation this morning, is that you're humans being more experienced. Again, I'm looking at photos that are phenomenal, especially the lady in the background.
I love it. How did I know who that is? I love her expression.
But you were in, I don't want to, it was a spoiler alert for those of us who have not had the experience of going to humans being more, but that exercise, did you volunteer? Did they pick you? What happened?
I'm quite sure I didn't volunteer, but that was not the first, effort
to do it before. Yeah. So for those people who don't have a clue what we're chatting and laughing about, in this exercise, it basically, you know, pardon the, you know, the directness, but here, but you pick the biggest person in your group and say, hey, we're gonna harness our energy together, and it's mind over matter, and, you know, we have to get past the visual blockade of that this is impossible, but using only our thumbs or our fingers, we're going to lift this person off the chair. And they did it with you. But I think for me, and I don't want to stretch the analogy here, but when I look at that picture and then I look at your picture, excuse me, currently to where you were, to where you are today, they literally lifted you out of that prison cell of bondage of the weight, and something transpired. And again, looking at the lady's face in the background, she's just shocked. She's just absolutely shocked that look at what we've done. And I think that's the power of teamwork. When we realize, especially in a, you know, when we're battling over 80% of the people in North America are carrying extra weight, and half of those are in the obesity category. We have a problem. And I think we just need to be honest about it, and making a New Year's resolution and packing the gyms out like what we're doing right now is not the solution.
But another thing about that particular exercise, it was very interesting for me to realize, was that, of course, this wasn't the first attempt, and the slight embarrassment, the slight anxiety, slight disbelief was there. But on that attempt, I believed it could be done, finally.
Mm.
And we went up.
And I think, again, the parallel, Hattie Jane, for you.
Exactly.
You went up, but your weight's gone down.
That's
right.
But I believe that it could be done, that it could be done, not they would do it, but it could be done, and we went up. So the fact that I could participate in the belief of it being done was just was important as their belief.
Well, and the fact that it can be done with any one of us that's dealing with anything physically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The other thing was they had tried several times, so perhaps my belief should be, well, maybe Ronnie would do it before, so why should it work now? But it wasn't that. At that point, I joined in the belief, and we did it.
Mm-hmm. And I'll bet this wasn't your first rodeo when it came to getting into your ideal weight, as you are now.
No. Yeah. As I said, I was 10 hours in the swimming pool that summer. Yeah. I went down and went back
down. So
that's why
it.
I say it's so powerful about our formulation, and because, well, the water itself, drinking the water all the time, sodas tasted horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And just, my mother said when she was in the hospital for a while and couldn't smoke, but she came back out and she started smoking, and they tasted horrible, but she kept on smoking, and then she was right back into it. It was just the sodas. If you take the soda again and you try it, but you drink a few more, well, they'll taste a lot better to you.
Yeah.
So the composition of our metabolism and everything else for some individuals, this KVB, is so powerful in getting off the sugar trap.
Mm-hmm.
And I can taste vegetables again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I don't remember. I think I must have been very young when the last time I really tasted vegetables. I remember being at my grandmother's, and she had a big garden out back, and that I really enjoyed the vegetables. And I was quite young. So the KDD formulation, the mixture of them is just outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
When they say they've got a new whack coming on, well, that's going to be very exciting.
Well, and that's, you know, again, I don't want to spoil the surprise too much, but we know it's coming. We've known it's coming for years. Not years. Well, it's been a while, at least several months. But I will say, and you will do yourself a whole bit of good, anybody that is interested in helping other people, especially nutritionally, go do a quick word search on the, and I'll pull it up so I can spell it, spell it the proper way, but, the Filipinos pronounce it, maroon guy, okay, like a guy is marooned on an island. But when you look it up really quick, anything, traditional medical uses of maroon guy is one of the things I'm looking at. It's a whole list of just amazing remedies around the world, mostly in Asian countries where they use it. But this is one, as Jeff Isom told me, Vance, I don't know why you just keep talking about one superfood. We're actually adding two to the formulation. And I'm about 99% sure that 2 weeks from today it will be introduced in Salt Lake. The so what of that, I know for you, Hattie Jane, is that it just gives us a better leverage, or it gives us more ammunition to be able to share it with others and say, look it, this is not Slim Fast. This is not Weight Watchers. This is not Jenny Craig. Let's look at ingredients. People, can we just, for a second, on this topic of weight loss and weight maintenance and weight dropping, can we just be honest about the ingredients and having everything USDA certified organic, and then having these elements in it? The formulation is just beautiful. And when Dave Balzer originally formulated the Vital Balance, it wasn't so much for dropping weight. It was more for brain development than anything else. And he said specifically, I'll never forget that. He said, I formulated this so that we would have a end-all solution. And we have not even scratched the surface of what we can do with this product. And it's going to get better. So, Hattie Jane, I know for you, this is a journey. And, you know, getting into your ideal weight, and again, I'm looking at these photos, and I love the fact that the most recent ones, you're not wearing black clothes to hide yourself and make yourself look smaller and disappear into the, you know, the woodwork, but you're wearing bright clothing, and so you can see everything, and you're just, it's gorgeous. Now, you were gorgeous before. There was just more of you that was gorgeous. And
I was blessed by good-looking parents.
Yeah. And now at 74 years young, you're not buying into the excuses, and you're just saying, hey, we got to continue the journey. So I want to say thanks, and if we had more time, what we need to do is we just need to have you back and do a Q&A session for people to really hammer you with more questions, because I can think of them pretty quickly, but I know there's lots of others that we haven't addressed. But let's plan on that.
Can I put in on any time that you're addressing your need to either be different in some way, whether it be in mental function or in appearance or financial, the mind's belief is extremely important, and have fun with it. Otherwise, you can trip yourself up.
Mm.
Right? And set it up for fun, because then you can keep it going when you do trip, and then just get back on the wagon.
Yeah.
Because it's really, really a great journey.
You know, and I will quickly say amen to that, because it's the first part of the I Can attitude that a lot of us are developing and working on. And, you know, my I Can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My I Can attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. I mean, that's the first part of the mantra, is realizing what
and
we
remember
think.
That story I sent you all, and you said, where will this come from? The one about the neuroanatomist professor who had a stroke, and as she was coming out of it, she recognized what her brain had suffered,
mm-hmm.
and what parts of it were starting to function. And she said, well, no, I can possibly claim part of that functioning, but I choose not to.
Yeah.
Because that is not supporting my positive growth.
Yep.
And I choose to stay positive.
Yep. And on that note of staying positive, I will already thank my upcoming roommate in Salt Lake, Gary, for reminding me of this fact. I told everybody that I was going to tell you how to spell Maroon Guy, so you can look it up. It's M-O-R-I-N-G-A, Maroon Guy. Not maroon gay, maroon
guy on a, yeah, on, yeah, a maroon, on,
yeah,
an
guy marooned on an island. M-O-R-I-N-G-A. M-O-R-I-N-G-A. Maroon guy. That, again, that's just one of the two. So anyhow, thank you again, Hattie Jane, for being our guest. And for those of you guys who are listening and gals out there, if you've got somebody that you think this chat conversation, our little chat, would be of inspiration to them, or any of the recordings or any of the conversations we've had on Saturday AM Live, everything's on the website.
Oh, and there's another thing that I'm going to get into the work, and that is the book club.
Oh, yeah, the Nikan Book Club.
Because they were, our recent chapter, we're talking about the different things to be aware of, and edification came up. And I think
mm-hmm.
it was Gary that clarified it for me. I just thought you liked me a whole lot. So I recommend highly that y'all check in on this and read with us, because it's stuff that you know and you've heard a long time, and you just think it's just automatic. Well, it's not. And
yeah.
You can forget it.
Yeah, exactly.
So come back and check it out.
Yeah. And that, you know, we have to be taking advantage of our mind, not only in the food that we're feeding, but also in the books we read, the people we list, you know, associate with, you know, blah, blah, blah. So anyhow, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and Steve Crowfoot, our master webmaster, if I can call him that, we'll have the recording posted, in a bit. But, until then, again, Hattie Jane, thank you for being our guest. Always a treat. And if you want to see Hattie Jane live in person, every Wednesday morning, the Nikan Live presentations, I get to host that, the testimony time, on Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. And all, again, the information on that is on the Nikan web. Actually, I think it's on, maybe it's not, but TheRoyalAlliance.com has the link right there, that literally at a few minutes prior to 8 a.m., that's Pacific Standard Time out here on the West Coast, you can just click on the link and it'll take you right on in. You don't need to know the code or anything like that. You just, boom, takes you right on in. And those calls actually take place every day at either 8 or 9 a.m. Again, the schedule is all right there as well. Both on TheRoyalAlliance.com and on MagneticLeaders.com is the schedule and who the presenters are. I think it lists the presenters, and maybe it's just the topic. But at any rate, Hattie Jane's a regular on Wednesday morning, so if you want to see this, and again, I'm hoping that Steve will be able to get the photos up on the website so you guys can see exactly what I'm talking about. And if you know somebody that struggles, that's tried every diet out there and every fad known to man, introduce them to the KVB and say, hey, let's get you on this now, because in a couple weeks I've heard it's getting any better, even better. And if you did this two meals a day, that would pretty well wipe out one canister. And then by the time we get the new stuff, you can switch over and accelerate your results even more. And one other quick thought, as Hattie Jane mentioned, the liver and the jades are two other phenomenal products to use in combination with the KVB, especially the liver, to help cleanse out that organ, because a lot of those fatty deposits and the body's ability to filter out toxicity and acidity and all the other junk that we put in there, a lot of that gets clogged up when the liver is not cleansed. And one of the fastest ways.
And the jade green, in order to handle the toxification that your body's been under.
Exactly. So again, hey gang, we are out of time. So Hattie Jane, I'm going to say goodbye to you and either let you go or you can stay on the line. Either way, makes no difference. And then we're going to switch gears here and cover some announcements and open up for Q&A. So thank you again. And that's all for today, folks. Bye-bye.
Conference recording has stopped.
I purposely have to put a stopping point there and record, you know, cancel the recording, because I often say stuff during this segment that I get in trouble for on a regular basis. And it's not just mom and dad anymore. It's, you know, it's all kinds of other people. They call me or they text me or they email and say, well, you said, you announced, oh my goodness, what trouble did I get? Or, you know, it's really bad when Stacey says, hey, there's a lot of chatter on Facebook right now. What did you say or what did you announce today? Anyways, hey, we already talked about the KVB coming in a couple weeks, so we don't need to talk any more about that. But there's also rumors, and I have this from a very, very reliable source, that we are going to see what I'm calling the Kinko's Seat 3. Okay?
Oh.
And it's long overdue. The Kinko's Seat 2, I remember ordering one of these a couple years ago and putting in my favorite sitting chair in the living room. And, oh, my goodness gracious, upgrading from single-pole magnets to the spider ram technology, and now, if in fact that's what they have, so we're going to see here, upgrading to the what Dave Johnson calls the mushroom magnets, literally cylinders, the same Dynaflex technology that's in the insoles, the Magflex, the replacement magnets. You've got a North and South Pole combined together, and they move. They're like a cylinder, and they're like a piston. And when they move, they throw that magnetic energy. So if that's in fact what they've done with the seat, this is going to be phenomenal, especially with young kids that, you know, maybe a parent, they don't have the resources to buy them a twin or a full size or whatever size bed they are, that kind of sleep system. But having a seat that has that technology built into it, and then especially for those of us who spend a fair amount of time sitting, this is going to be an amazing upgrade. Amazing upgrade. So again, that's just rumor. I have no idea the truth to that. So just stay tuned 2 weeks from now and watch what happens in Salt Lake. And speaking of that, 2 weeks from this morning when we are in Salt Lake, I will be doing the call live and having different people share what their take on it is at that point. And this is an event that's not too late. If you're with it, we're driving, I just looked up the mileage this morning, it's 11 hours and 21 minutes drive from Portland, Oregon to Sandy, Utah, which means I can take off the 21 minutes because we're 20 minutes this side of Portland, so we're looking at 11 hours with the 1 hour time zone, so it's 12 hours. Right, can we get there? We got a van load of people. And,
perfect.
Yeah, and that's gonna be part of the fun right there. I think that could be most of the fun, actually.
It's just the lead up.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be an absolute riot. This is more of a smaller type gathering than like a big event in San Antonio or the Orlando event. But people are coming from all over the world. I mean, all over the world to be here, and it's going to be amazing. So it's never too late. The purchase of your ticket, the investment of your ticket, will also get you 3 guest passes. So somebody who's a customer, who's not yet technically a consultant with Nikin, invite them to come along and check it out. They can come for free. And anyways, it's a 3-day event, and that also includes a 1-day crash course or the fast track of humans being more on the first day. All the information is on the Nikan website. It's right there on the scrolling image. Just click on one of those boxes before it disappears. And you know you can always cheat and click on the little dots below it. If you need to go back, I do that all the time because it disappears before I click on it. But all the information is there. It's going to be incredible. So I'm hoping you'll be there. But 2 weeks from today, I will be broadcasting live from there. And then, let's see, I got a couple other things. Oh, on that note, you'll see on the website that there's no more information about the leaders of the Step Up contest that took place last fall. And Jeff Isom has purposely taken those off the website to unveil who it is that is now are the new members of Team Kaizen. So they have been notified via Pat Elkin, so they know who they are, according to what Pat told me, because I tried to eke it out of her. She said, come on, Pat, can't you tell me? And she's like, no, he swore me to secrecy. So anyways, those winners will be announced in Salt Lake. And I know that Stacy and I were in the top, but we don't know what the results are. So we'll find out in Salt Lake. So if you want to know, stay tuned. So maybe 2 weeks from right now, we'll be able to announce that. And then another thing regarding Salt Lake, Molly Chong, Tina McDonald, and Elaine Matthews. This trio is an amazing group, and those some of you don't know who Tina is. She's one of our newest customers. But they're looking for a fourth roommate in Salt Lake. So if you're going to be there and you're flying solo at this point, and you're thinking, no, I'd love to find a couple other roommates, well, I've got the answer for you. So reach to me, and we'll get you connected to Molly and to Tina and Elaine. I know all three of these ladies. Molly and Elaine I know better than I do Tina, but I'll tell you.
They're fabulous.
They are. And people should, you should pay them money to room with them, not pay the hotel, but you should pay them. That, you know, that's the best part of one of these, an experience like this, is being with the other people, especially in a small environment like that. And I'm looking forward to it because the guys I get a roommate with, Gary Avinko, did I pronounce that right, Gary? Let me look how you spell it and I can see if I pronounce it even close. But, Akavinko. Yeah, anyways. Molly, yeah, go ahead.
For Monday, we also, can use their roommates for Sunday evening for whoever cannot fly out on Sunday.
Excellent. So if you need a place to crash on Sunday night at Salt Lake, Molly's going to open up her room for, you know, what, a couple dozen people?
I don't know.
How are you at Molly's?
10.
So anyways, but if you're a female out there, a gal, we're not going to do co-ed housing here, but if you're a female and you're looking for a roommate, then get in touch with me via email, text, call, whatever, and we'll get you connected with Molly. I've got two more things I want to make sure I announce. And Steve, I'm hoping you're on the line because I'd like you to announce that rather than me. Hang on, hold on 1 second. Last week I mentioned, and I'm so grateful because they went so quickly, but some of us out there have old, discontinued Nikan products that we'd like to unload at a fair price. Okay? Last week I mentioned that a friend of mine had the main canister, the main filter cartridge for the PiMag 2000, water unit. And those filters are not available anymore. Nikan quit selling them a few years ago. Anyways, she actually had three and they're all three gone. Dr. John Jackson stepped to the plate and said, I want those and I'll pay, you know, whatever she wants for them. And, you know, a lot of these things, you know, Nikan kind of discourages us from jumping on Craigslist and unloading products that way. But rather than donating them, what we've discovered, and this is my suggestion, and because I've learned this from other people, I remember William Todd years ago when they introduced the original Nature Rest. This was, oh goodness, 7, 8 years ago. And somebody asked him the question, well, what are you going to do with your old sleep system? That are the older technologies. Like, hey, I know there's a lot of homeless people, or there's a lot of people in homeless shelters that need sleep systems, or people that can't afford them, and why not give them away? And it's a great way to go. But if you've got stuff that's brand new, especially filters, reach out, pop me an email and say, oh, Vance, I got this water unit filter, you know, and I'm never going to use it. I would gladly, if somebody wants to make a donation, And that's what Dr. Jackson did. He actually donated to help support our two oldest daughters who are going to Haiti here in a few months and helping raise their funds to pay for that trip. But just get the products out there. There's no sense of us sitting on them. I've got a whole bunch of them that I'm going through and getting rid of them, just putting them into people's hands that can use them. It's a much better way to go. So on that note, one last final thing. Steve Kofoot, are you on the line? Can you hit star 6?
I am here.
Oh, would you be willing to share your conversation with Mr. Jeff Isom regarding the two more popular products that start with the letter T? It's our rendition of Sesame Street. We're talking about the letter T today, the Kinko Touch and 10-4. What can you fill us in on that?
Well, some of the information was shared in confidence.
That's the only part we want to hear. We don't want to hear the other stuff.
The Kinko Touches, from what I understand, there have been either three or four different things that have been isolated with the units, and Jeff, took a lot of time and explained the situation that when they've found the problem, they solved one and then found another one and solved it, and then even flew a whole batch of units, air freight back to the manufacturers so that they could be rebuilt and refurbished with stronger, better parts that wouldn't have the cords connection break off or the units overheat, or there was another problem too that they solved, and so they're in a fourth generation at this point with them. And so far, the newer ones are holding up well. And he shared that information with me. And then the other information on the 10-4 they shared was the fact that, as everybody knows, they pulled out the sugar out of the 10-4 and also the synthetic B vitamins, because to make a B vitamin, the only way that you can make it and make it usable for the body would be, assumable by the body would be to have it be it can't be registered as an organic product because of the processing and such that they in their quest to have everything be all organic in it, they did pull the sugar out, they did pull out the synthetic B vitamins and use the rice brown rice
red rice
compound, huh?
Red rice extract or something like that,
right.
The syrup?
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, the rice extract, and so it made it organic, but both of those, even though it's just a small amount, every little bit helps, and it took away some of, as we call it, the kick that you would get in the Red Bull and stuff like that. And so it's very, very, very subtle, and even though the caffeine amount is still there, the red rice gives you a lot of the B vitamins again, but in a natural form, so therefore it doesn't give the kick either. And it's a much milder feeling, and for me it just wasn't doing the trick that I have needed for the last couple of years, because my body was so run down that it literally kept me being able to function along with some a prescription product that it got me back so I could function again, because I was just almost to the point of just absolutely no functionality at all, and you've seen that sometimes in the time it's taken me to get things posted up, just doesn't happen fast anymore.
Well, and I think,
anyway,
Steve, What you're addressing is a lot of the, not speculation, but people have commented. I love the new formula of the new 10-4 because I don't like things gassly sweet. I'm opposite of my older brother. He likes to be able to take his, making, you know, tea or coffee. His spoon should be standing erect. My dad's even worse. I mean, it's not coffee, it's sludge. It's, you know, half coffee and then half creamer and half sugar. So a quarter of the cream and the sugar and then half of the cup of coffee. So that's just, I just don't like things that sweet. The new 10-4 is really light compared to that. You still, as you addressed, you still get the same milligrams of, you know, organic caffeine as we had before, but it's USDA certified. Older formulation had four different sources of the caffeine, so you got a different formulation altogether. Plus, the pure cane sugar gave it that extra buzz and the kick, and as you said, the synthetic B vitamins added as well. So, I think if we can, you know, address the elephant in the room, yes, there's a difference. Yes, you'll notice the difference. I love them. I love either one. I can do them both. Matter of fact, I found a pack today I'm going to take with me to a class I'm taking this morning, and I thought, I'm going to need this. This is not the Hattie Jane class that she talked about being fun, you know, learning again. This is something I've already gone over, and yet I'm required to take it again. But, Steve, the other thing, and I love the fact that you addressed regarding the touch, is that there was more than one thing wrong with it. But we haven't even had it 3 full months, and we've already, look at how many things we've already taken, done in the right. So I think it's one of those things. This is not like a Droid phone that was in the news recently that started melting and, you know, it became illegal to take them on a commercial airline, you know, on a flight because they were melting and causing fires. I mean, how many billions did that company lose as a result? We're not talking about that. We're talking about a few people that had their units go south, or maybe all of them, I don't know. But Nikon's already stepped up to the plate and they're making it right, so we can't complain anymore. They completely re-engineered, you know, so it's good.
We can appreciate it.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it. And then the other thing was that there might even be 2 formulations of 10-4 available shortly. So, one for the purists and one for the people that really need the buzz. So
you buzz seekers, you may be in luck after all.
I don't like jitters. I just like a little buzz, you know. I mean, literally, it was for me for about 2 years after it first came out until about maybe a year ago. I don't know what I would have done without it. So,
yeah. And I know, Steve, you have shared with me in confidence how much it's impacted your mental ability and just the function. And it's huge, especially in your occupation of, you know, being in a call center and working the phone lines and high stress scenarios. And I tell you, that's the same way. I don't take the packet with me today because I'm thinking about that I might doze off in this class. No, it's because I want to be in my A game to be able to to be able to think and rational, because the people I'm with in the class, this course, I really need to be dialed in. So, anyway, Steve, thank you for sharing it.
That's why I love Lincoln.
Constantly improving, constantly. There's nothing that's out of touch. So anyhow, Chris, to answer your question, the warranty on the Kenko Touch version 1, 1 year. It's 1 year. And if you're all questioning it, I mean, I know this is sneaky. No, I'm not even going to suggest that. But you've got 1 year, and if something doesn't break within 1 year, I think you got a good one. But we just got our shipment in that came yesterday. Actually, it's been sitting down outside of our barn underneath of a snowdrift because the UPS man couldn't get up our driveway. I guess on Tuesday he delivered our packages in the plastic bag, and I found them in a snowdrift. And I'm not exaggerating. I have a picture to prove it. Almost completely buried. When you have wind gusts of 84 miles an hour coming by your house and 6 inches of snow on the ground, you're going to get drifts.
But the other thing, Vance, is that don't leave your equipment in the closet for that customer that wants a brand new one and you have it in your hand.
No.
Get them out and use them.
That's my point that I want to make to folks. If you want to accelerate your business, here's an idea. This is what I call, and I talked to Dave Stoltz about this the other day. I said, Dave, this is basically your MagStep program on steroids. And what I mean by that is order an extra or two Kinko Touches. Yes, it's a big financial investment, you know, at 205 or 206, whatever the price is now, 204, our cost. But making an investment in your business, and this is what I'm doing, and I've already done it, and the results are proving themselves to be very, 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 very lucrative. In that, instead of giving somebody a pair of insoles for a few days and letting them, you know, wear them, see if they notice any difference, show a person, introduce a person to the Kinko Touch by simply saying, this is one of our newest products, you know, da da da, give them the whole spiel, watch the video. That's a real key component. Watch the video with them. It's only a few minutes long. But let them see and let them hear some of the buzzwords. Let their mind be educated on what the potential and how to, you know, of this unit and how it can be used. And then say, is there anything on your body that's not quite at 100%? I'm not asking for people if they're experiencing pain. I'm not asking them if they have cancer. I'm not saying or making any initial claims whatsoever that this product is going to do anything. Just anything that's not at 100%. Our oldest daughter had all four of her wisdom teeth yanked out on Wednesday morning. She used, starting Wednesday night, not putting it directly on her face, but she was using the touch to help reduce the swelling. She goes back to work today. And when I talked to her last night, I mean, she looks great. The swelling is starting to decrease. She was wearing tape and some of the replacement discs on both cheeks. But that's kind of obnoxious, having two strips of black, you know, tape going down your face when you're trying to, you know, get back in the saddle. But my point is this. When we introduce people, when we touch them with something like the Kinko Touch, and then what I am doing with it is then following up and saying, well, I'll tell you what. As Hattie Jane just reminded us, don't leave products in a closet. I'm writing down the order number and the inside of the box. So I know that that product was ordered under that item, that order number. We don't need to know the distributor's name. We don't need to know the customer's name or their number. That's irrelevant. We have the order number attached to that product, and I hand it to them and say, hey, I'll tell you what, why don't I come back by tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon? I'm going to give you 24 hours with this toy. You have fun with it. You got family, you got pets, you got anything that's not at 100%. Use it. See what happens. Just play with it. The key is the follow-up and not saying to them, oh, I can't get back by today. How about I call you next week? Oh, no, 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 no. This is a $256 item. Is what it will cost them as a customer. So within 24 hours, I'm stopping back by or we're meeting up and I'm just asking them a question. So what'd you think? Watch what happens. That's the fun part. And then at that point, they can keep that unit as their own. The order number's written right inside. We get them registered as a customer if they're not already. They order another one and they ship it to me. Okay? Or they ship it to themselves. I don't care if you want to get caught up in that whole thing. I'm not going to talk about that anymore, that whole topic of how do I order my...
No, but I also want you using those units within the year's parameter for your...
Yeah. We're going to be constantly rotating them over. That's what Mom and I had envisioned from the get-go when we ordered them, because we want to get them out there and get them in use. And then that way, if anything should happen to go south during that one-year warranty, the order number is written in the top of the box. And anybody, they don't even have to be a customer. They just simply pick up the phone, call me, Ken. Say, here's the order number, I've got this unit, I bought it, and that doesn't matter. Again, that's all irrelevant. The order number attached to that, and that's why when you buy stuff on Craigslist, that's taken, even if it's brand new. If there's no order number or packing invoice included with it, then that person is screwed. Okay, sorry to be so crass, but there's no refund or warranty under it. Coverage if there's no order number, because they can't trace it to how old or how new it is. This way they can. So when we're using them, we're getting them out of the inventory, we're putting them into people's, you know, lives, into their homes, we're putting, as Barb Satterwhite says, we're putting our employees to work. The results will be, you know, just tenfold. Yeah, you might as well. And it's a really, really good investment. Yes, it's, you know, 3 to 4 times the cost of a pair of insoles. But I think... No, let me just say it this way. I guarantee the results are going to be exemplified. That much
They're
over.
Fabulous. It is fabulous.
Yeah. Do you have an experience with the Kinko Touch, Hattie Jane?
Yes, because, okay, right now my respirator's better, but, and I'm off the CPAP, but my legs are still a problem, and I used it up and down and around about my legs, and one of the reasons I take a chair with me occasionally is because I don't stand for periods of time well. I start to lose strength, and then I'll possibly have some stumbling problems. I was able to stand in line for the first time in years.
Wow. That's awesome.
Weird just, way to marshal your advance, but hey, I'll take it.
Oh, that's awesome, and we're going to end on that note. Always great to finish off with a touch testimony, is like what I like to call them. So, hey, everybody, again, thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend. If there's anything that we can do on our end, please don't hesitate to reach out. Pick up the phone, okay? Text me, email, whatever we can do on our end to support you. And but get out there and have some fun. And
thanks, Dan.
Yeah, oh, no, and again, thank you, Hattie Jane, for being our guest and sharing your story. I really, really appreciate it. I can't remember who Dave has lined up to jump on and be on his call, but I've given out that number a zillion times, so I think by now everybody should have it. I'm going to
stop at Saturday and live anyway, so.
Yeah, it's again, all the information, and thank you again, Steve, for posting everything so quickly and then so thoroughly and in broad. You know, if I did this, it would all be black and white and like Courier, you know, font size 9. It would be really, really boring. but SaturdayAMLive.com, Steve's got a blog spot there. It's all updated in all the little different tabs. It's all there. So the phone number for Dave's call that commences right now, usually it's Stump the Doc with Dr. Ash. It's all on there. So, again, those of you, I look forward to seeing you in Salt Lake. They're going to join us. It's never too late. All the information's on the website. Get your tickets. Make a decision. This could be a turning point with your career, your journey with Niken. I know it was last year for me, being part of this event. It really, really changed my life. I'm looking forward to going back again and sharing it with these folks. So, have a great weekend, everybody. Stay warm, those of you who are experiencing the white frozen tundra. And we'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye, Vance. God bless.